Hey, I'm Chris Cooper. I took a 200-word blog and built a $25 million mentorship company from it. It wasn't easy, and I had to learn some huge and expensive lessons along the way. But now I'm sharing those lessons with other business coaches and mentors and high-level entrepreneurs in this podcast. Want to chat with me? Go to businessisgood.com and click Join the Movement. We'll see you there. When your staff screws up, it's twice as painful as if you had done it yourself. But there's a reason that your staff screws up, make mistakes, and you get stressed out about it. I'm Chris Cooper. This is Business is Good. And the reason that staff screw up is because when they are hired, they have very little chance of being successful because most businesses hire upside down. They identify the person they'd like to hire, their best friend, maybe even their spouse, their cousin, a great client of theirs, and then they hire them, and then they start thinking about what that person should do. This is absolutely backward, and today I'm going to give you the process that you should be following, the four P's, and then I'm going to give you some examples of when hiring has been done well and when it's gone wrong. So stop me if you've heard this one. A bookkeeper comes into the office and she says, "Oh my goodness, my staff just cost me $40,000. And I say, "Well, how did that possibly happen?" And she says, "Well, it's because they made all these mistakes. They filled these forms in wrong. They submitted them before anybody had checked them. You know, they didn't like give them to their peers to have a once over to check their math. And now they've made all these mistakes. My clients are on the hook and I have to pay the difference because it's my liability." And I said, "Okay, well, you know, how did you hire them?" "Well, you know, I've got this one kid and their spouse, and I've got, you know, this other person who I just happened to find, and a fourth bookkeeper whose company closed down and she wanted to work for me." "Okay, well, how did you train them?" "Well, I mean, they should know what to do. They get math and it's really the software. They use the software." So basically what happened here is the process was turned upside down. Your hiring and training and staff improvement process has four steps. I call these the four P's: process, project, prospect, and then polish. The first P is process. Before you hire anybody, before you even think about hiring anybody, you need to get the tasks and the role out of your head. You need to write down exactly what has to be done. Don't think about the person doing the work. Think about the process that has to be followed. So if the work that needs to be done is keeping books, or if the work that needs to be done is marketing, or if the work that needs to be done is managing your other staff, then you need to write down the exact process for doing that before you even think about who to hire. Because once the process is written down, you can think about who is the best person to do these things instead of who is my favorite person in my gym, or who is my best friend who needs a job, or who is this really skilled person who's coming knocking at my door and I'm trying to build a job for them because I don't want them to slip away and go work for somebody else. You have to write down the process first. You want to be step by step. So if I'm hiring a cleaner, instead of saying, "Who do I know that can clean?" what I'm actually going to do is write down, "Here is how you mop the floor. Here is how you use the floor scrubber. Here are the chemicals that you use to clean our windows, and here's how often you do them. Here's how often you cut the grass," etc. You want to write down that process first. Once you have that process, it's still not quite time to hire, but you can move to the second P, which is project. You want to visualize success. You want to project what success looks like. And then using that projection, you want to say, "How can I measure success? How do I know when we're being successful?" So the first is write down the process. The second P is project. Project success. If I am successful at this marketing campaign, I will be generating 100 new leads per month. If this salesperson is successful, they will be closing 5 sales per month. If this cleaner does a good job, I will be able to rate my facility as a 10 out of 10 every morning when I come through the door. If this personal trainer or coach is doing a good job, etc. Okay, you want to come up with like the KPIs or the metrics, the way that you will measure success. And this might mean writing up a report card in advance. So if the cleaner is doing a good job, they will be scoring a 9 or above on a scale of 1 to 10 on these 5 categories: the cleanliness of the floor, the cleanliness of the entranceway, the removal of garbage, etc. Okay, you want to break that scale down. Now that you've got this defined, you've got the process out of your head and you've got a projection of success clearly mapped out, now you can hire. And you're going to hire more objectively, which means better, because you can say, well, who would actually mop the floors the best? Not who do I know that would want to mop the floors? You can ask yourself, who would actually be good and qualified at generating leads on Instagram, instead of who do I know who will work for $20 an hour? What you're doing is hiring the best people for the job instead of trying to make up a job for people that you like. We all feel really tempted to just give our friends a job because we want to give our friends money because we want to feel generous. But the reality is that's what kills most businesses. We hire the people before we have a process or before we have a projection of what success means. After you've written out the process and you've written out your projection for success, then you can prospect. That's when you say, who is the best person to do these things? For example, I might have a cousin that I really, really like, and I love having her come to my gym. And she is so great, and she's around people all the time. She's happy. She wants to coach. She wants to be helpful. She wants to do a little bit more work. And I think, well, you know, I could use some help on Facebook and Instagram. I could really use some help with my social media. I don't have a lot of time to do it. And I'm not lying. If you check my gym's social media, you'll see right now that it's way behind because I don't have time for it. Maybe I'm going to hire this person. I mean, she can't do worse than what I'm doing. And so you hire this person who is maybe not good at Facebook and Instagram, but they're just a really good friend. And you want to give them an extra $300 a week to support their life because you know they'll be eternally grateful and they'll sing your praises and they'll be happier at your birthday party. So you hire this person. And of course, what happens? Okay, take over Facebook, Instagram, go. Okay, what do I do? And they start posting stuff and you're looking at the stuff they're posting and you're like, that's not very good. And maybe I'll give them some correction. Hey, do you mind, you know, getting better pictures? Maybe you can come into the gym 3 times a week and like take pictures after your class. Shouldn't be hard. Okay. And then of course they don't do it. Or maybe they're just not posting enough or whatever. They're failing at their job. And now you have to ask yourself, am I really willing to fire my favorite cousin? Am I willing to fire my friend, my spouse? This person that I've put in the job without any qualifications, without any training, is failing. And now I don't want to fire them because that's awkward. The reason that you hired them is the reason that it's really, really hard to fire them too. Unless you follow the P's of process, project, and then prospect. Instead, you're doing this backward. You're thinking, who can I hire? And then how do I train them? And how do I measure their success later? Well, if you do it that way, you can't measure their success. You can't hold them accountable. And your staff's going to screw up and you're going to take all the stress on yourself again. The fourth P, after process, project, prospect, the fourth P is polish. Even after you do the first three P's correctly, you write out the process before you hire, you write your definition of success before you start looking for candidates, then you find the best candidate for the job instead of just your favorite cousin. Even then, you're going to have to polish this person. Polishing means a quarterly review. Here's what you're doing well. Here's where you could use some improvement. Here's what we're going to focus on in the next quarter. Go. It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be drawn out. It doesn't have to be a formal reprimand or a formal praising. It doesn't have to involve a raise or a demotion or punishment or anything like that. It's a 10-minute conversation of here's what I've tracked. Here's the numbers that we've tracked success on. Here's where you're doing a 10 out of 10. Here's where you're doing a 6 out of 10. Here's the plan to improve the 6 out of 10. That's it. And that's what polishing means. But if you don't do this process, what will happen is that your corrections will stay in your head and they will build up and they'll become an emotional problem between you and the staff person. And you'll hold it all in until you can't hold it in anymore. And then you'll just explode and fire them and they won't see it coming. When I wasn't doing evaluations on my staff in my gym way back in like 2006, I would just store up these little things that made me mad. And then finally, I couldn't stand it anymore. And I'd say, come in here and sit in the office. We need to talk. And then I would just drop the hammer on them. And of course, the staff learned that, man, if Chris calls me into the office, I'm in serious trouble. And so they'd get really defensive and we'd have this really emotional encounter and everybody would just want to like quit or fire or dissolve the relationship. And I would just completely damage the staff every time. But part of the reason that they were screwing up in the first place was because the process was all in my head. I had expectations that they didn't understand because they couldn't read my mind. And the way that I ran a personal training session or a class was going to be different because they didn't know how I wanted it run. And I had hired people because they were my friends or because they were experienced or they worked at another gym down the road. But that didn't mean that they were going to do a good job because good job was all in my head. I hadn't gone through this. I had done it backward. And that's how most businesses operate. We hire people we like. We don't teach them the right way. We don't tell them what success looks like. And we don't ever evaluate them. And so they really have no chance of ever really doing a good job. Look, I understand the temptation to want to help people around you. I understand that if you're doing well, you want everybody else to do well. You want your cousin to make a few extra bucks. You want your friend to have a good job in a place that they love. You want to just be around your spouse more. I get it. But if you're setting them up for failure, you're going to harm not just your business, but also your personal relationship too. And so you need to follow these steps of process, get the process out first, project, write down what success looks like and how you will measure it. Then prospect, find the best people for the job that you have. Don't try to build a job for the people that you like. And finally, polish. Always evaluate. Always seek improvement. They will like it if you give them feedback that helps them grow. Here's some examples that I've seen from my own clients and entrepreneurs worldwide recently. Hey, Coop, I just hired a marketer. Do you have a job description I can give them so they know what to do? Obviously, this is backward. You should write down exactly what you're hiring a marketer to do. Then write down exactly how you will measure success at their job, and then hire the person who is most likely to be successful at their job instead of just hiring somebody who says they're a marketer and then trying to figure out what they should do afterward. That's just wasting money. You will be looking over their shoulder the entire time, and you will be right too. Another example. Hey, I just hired my GM. She's also my bestie. I can't wait to get to work with her every day. I need to give her like a checklist to kind of formalize our relationship. What KPIs do you measure in your GM? And again, this is absolutely upside down. You're setting your best friend up for failure. Look, people want to do a good job. They want to help your clients. They want to be successful. They really want to please you, the owner. But if you don't tell them how to do that, they are not going to guess well. I'm Chris Cooper. This is Business is Good, and follow the four P's. Write down the process, write down how you will measure success, project, then prospect for the best candidate to do those things instead of just hiring your buddy, and then polish that person forever by doing evaluations, giving them feedback, and measuring their progress. Hope it helps. Thank you for your service.
Thanks for listening to Business is Good. If you'd like to chat about this episode or the blog post or podcast that I put on the Business is Good site, just go to businessisgood.com and click Join the Movement. We'll see you there.